Tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, free from all the wind and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the towns go drifting by.
Oh, I love that song, The Hobo's Lullaby. I think that was written by Woody Guthrie. It may have been written by Woody Guthrie, but that particular version was performed by the Kingston Trio. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. In place of our next segment, which is usually single-parent dating, we have a special guest, Molly Murphy, who will be discussing her book, Winner Take All, in which a woman exposes a violation of men's rights at the hands of family law, or as I prefer to call it, anti-family law. Molly is a registered nurse with a specialty in psychiatry, and she lives and resides in Canada. She was a witness to the ruin of three families and the horrors inflicted on them by the family court system. One father was run over by his 23-year-old son after years of suffering from parental alienation. Another father's family was attacked after his death to increase child support payments and spousal support. One father was a doctor who went bankrupt and has not seen his child in 3 years because the mother has belittled him in front of the child and the child no longer wants a relationship. It was not Molly's intention to write a book, but she could not sleep at night if she did not tell the truth. Her goal is to let as many innocent people know the truth behind our corrupt family system, law system, and bring change for our children and their children. As she will express shortly, while she's in Canada, the problem is universal and very similar here in the States. She continues to work as a nurse and enjoy her three lovely daughters, promoting a healthy relationship with their father, whom she is divorced from. Welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, Molly.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. I'm glad to be here.
I think your book has very extra special credibility, given that you're a woman and you were writing about male rights. So I'd love you to start our segment by telling us a little bit more about your book than my brief introduction and the core beliefs that you believe it expresses.
Well, you certainly covered it very well in your introduction, and I appreciate that. The book covers all issues that people face in modern-day divorce and then some, from gender bias courts, court-imposed poverty, bankruptcy, parents...
Wait, say that again. Quote-unquote what?
Court-imposed poverty.
Okay, you mean by causing one parent to have to give so much
right.
in support that they are impoverished?
That's right. Bankruptcy, parent alienation, greed, suicide, it's covered. It's all covered in the book. I did a lot of research before writing it.
As you heard me say, I have never believed that a family lawyer should be called a family lawyer or family court should be called family court, because it seems it's anti-family law
right.
and anti-family court. There is very little in my experience, though my divorce was contentious, it was not near as horrible as some of these that you've described, but there seems very little interest in what is supposedly the core interest, which is the children.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Bruce. It's really unfortunate because they say it's for the good of the children, but in reality, when a child loses a parent and we turn parents against each other as soon as they enter court, there's no good that can come from that.
It's so true, and I've witnessed it so much through my writing, my Facebook page. The thing about my Facebook page that I have found is, I've talked about it a lot, that it's A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, so you can find it and just go on Facebook. But I would say a very substantial percentage of the nearly 3,000 people that belong to my page have suffered at the hands of courts and spouses along the lines of what you described. And they've all become semi-activists as a result, because they are so horrified by what happened to their own lives and their own children that they desperately don't want it to happen to others. And so there's an amazing amount of people that are fighting this good fight.
Yeah, that's my story exactly. It was you become an advocate when you see it happen. If you have a conscience, it's just a matter of you seeing it happen, you realize it's wrong and you need to do something about it. And that's how I was when I went into the lawyer's office that first time. That's how the book starts out. I was literally offered a buffet of goodies that I could have had from my ex-husband. And if I could sleep at night, I mean, you certainly can go that way, but in reality, I don't know how anybody with a conscience can take so much from one person and say that's for the good of our children.
I agree completely. I have a funny aside. I moved recently and I joined a new gym, and there was a trainer there that I knew, and she was working with two men, and we introduced each other, and the one of the men said, what's your last name? And I told him, and he said, oh, well, you probably won't like me very much. And I said, huh? And he proceeded to reveal that he was my ex-wife's lawyer.
Oh.
And I looked at him and smiled, and I said, you're right. I don't like you at all. And I have no interest in having anything to do with him, because he was a very destructive influence on my ex-wife. And it was all about him making money and had nothing to do with her best interest or our kids. And it was very sad, that particular episode in my life, though it wasn't as bad as I said, anywhere near as bad as other cases. So I am ultimately very grateful. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, there seems to be a certain amount of controversy surrounding the term PAS, or parental alienation syndrome. The controversy being that it is often misused by people for selfish reasons, yet it has to be real. And I would like you to kind of talk about both the controversy and what you know about it.
Well, having worked in psychiatry for close to 21 years, I think parent alienation syndrome is very, very real. And I think we set it up as soon as we bring two parents into the courtroom and we give one parent more custody than we give the other. As soon as you have a parent who has more custody, taking in mind that when parents do separate, they usually separate because they don't like each other. You're giving them a loaded gun. So as soon as one parent gets more custody, then the child spends more time with that person. That influence of that person soon becomes part of the child's personality. So I think the best way to avoid PAS is to give joint custody to both parents, where the child has time to develop a relationship with two parents. I say PAS is very, very real. It happens in many cases when parents break up. They usually don't like each other. There's something going on, and that negative talk and influence really, really hinders on a child.
Hmm. You know, it's funny. We may agree to disagree on this one, Molly, but I understand why you would be advocating for equal custody. But practically, for kids to live in two homes, I remember when I was getting separated, my son's kindergarten teacher said the worst thing that she saw from divorces is that the children didn't know where they lived. That by having split possessions between two homes, they literally didn't know which home was theirs. And that she really advocated as the witness firsthand on the line of what was happening to these kids. She advocated that one home was the primary home. Both parents should, of course, have equal access, equal say. And if you think about it in a practical way, that really makes more sense. Maybe the parent that gives up the school day time so that the kid can have regular and one place where all their school books are gets more time during the summer or more time on vacations. But in many ways, I actually think that's the better custody distribution.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, Bruce. I really do, and I think in many cases that ends up happening anyway. But I think if it's assumed, if it's not assumed that the mother is going to get custody in more than 80% of the cases here in Canada anyway, then it gives the fathers a leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's assumed equal shared parenting, then at least the families can look at it, hopefully with a mediator, and say, well, you know, since the child's in school, the school's closer to your home, you know, we can work out an agreement based on that. But what's happening now is the custody is going directly to the mother in more than 80% of the cases here in Canada.
Is it the same in the States, do you know?
I think it's pretty close.
Wow, I thought it had evened out much more. I'm very surprised to hear this.
Yeah, no, not to my knowledge.
You know, in the past, it was that way because the man was working and the woman wasn't, or the mom was not and the dad was. But with dual working homes, there is no justification for one or the other getting primary custody.
I know.
We are almost out of time, believe it or not, Molly. I want to make sure that you can advise our listeners both how to reach you and how to get a hold of your book, which is, I think, a very powerful book, and I applaud you for writing it.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. In order to get a hold of the book, if you go to www.changefamilylaw.com, all of the information about the book is there. Also, the contact information for me is on the same website.
You can also find that contact information on my website, bruceallen.com, and on my Facebook page. I would urge you to take a look. There are excerpts on her website from the book, and I think it would stimulate and motivate you, if you're at all interested in the subject, to get a hold of this book. Molly, what a joy.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
I mean, not the happiest subject, but I love talking to someone as knowledgeable as you, so I thank you very much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. Okay. It is time for another break. We got one more segment coming, so you could tweet me if you want at Bruce Allen, or email at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in support. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290.